It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, not only is Dr. Holly here, one of my favorite guests, Terry Lemeron, is here, and this is a very important segment because I'm kind of ramped up a bit about this subject, and it's especially with the new news reports that a government council had decided that there was about a two-thirds fold greater of people out there in the United States that would be candidates for statin medications. Now, I know as a doctor, and Terry Lemeron, who we've had on before, knows that statins come with devastating side effects. And in medicine, we always talk about the risk-benefit ratio. Hey, is this risk going to be worth, you know, the benefit of the drug or vice versa? I got to tell you, and I think my guests will agree, that there's very few cases, and there are some cases where statin medications are actually going to do you any good. They're probably going to do you more harm. And the whole thing about cholesterol is we need it, and we need it for our bodies to function. And mostly, I got to talk to andropausal and menopausal women and men out there, guess what? All of your steroid hormones, that's right, testosterone, DHE, estrogen, progesterone, they're made from the mother of all hormones, and that's cholesterol, okay? That's where they come from. So if you shove that all the way down under 200, just because your doctor thinks that's a great number, we're going to have problems in the endocrine system and other places. So I want to bust the cholesterol myth right now and have Terry Lemeron discuss the real causes of heart disease and truly how to overcome them.
Well, Dr. Holly, do you realize that that's how the drug companies work? They drive the cholesterol down so that you cannot manufacture testosterone. And now you see all the ads on TV for low T. Here's the new drug for low T. Here's the underarm application for low T. Now it's all low T people because they can't make any testosterone because they don't have enough cholesterol. We make all of our sex hormones, all of our adrenal hormones. We make our vitamin D, our brain functions on cholesterol. In fact, our brain is only 2% of our body weight, but uses 25% of our cholesterol. You wonder why, as we drove the cholesterol down, the increase of Alzheimer's disease has gone up. Why has breast cancer gone up? Why have all these diseases associated with cancer gone up as we have driven the cholesterol down? There's a very small percentage of people that may, and I say may, benefit from using statin drugs, and that is a man, a male, who is between the age of 40 and 59, who's already had a heart attack or previously documented cardiovascular disease. But generally speaking, after the age of 48, whether or not you take a statin drug, you're not going to live one day longer by taking statin drugs than if you don't take statin drugs. In fact, more people, 63% of the people that have a heart attack, are already on low cholesterol-lowering drugs and have low cholesterol. More people die on low cholesterol than from high cholesterol. It is not cholesterol that's the problem. It's inflammation of the heart.
It's inflammation. So where in the heck do we get in that inflammation, and what can we do about it?
Well, the American diet is an inflammatory diet. We're a nation of inflammation. We are eating, because they scared us of all the fats, that we should not be eating fats. Fats are very good for us. In the early 1900s, we ate lard, we ate butter, we had cream, we had eggs, we had grass-fed beef that was higher in omega-3 fatty acids than the omega-6 fatty acids. We had good fats. Along came the vegetable fats, corn oil, soybean oil, margarine, trans fatty acids, hydrogenated fats. Those fats triggered heart disease. And then they blamed all the fats, so they said, get off fats. When people got off fats, what did they go to? Carbohydrates. When we were in the 1900s, we were either very lean and slim and very in shape. Today, because of all the carbohydrates, in fact, 70% of the American diet is carbohydrates. The number one diet, the number one dinner food in America is pizza. All the bad things together, we have refined flour, we have a melted cheese. You could say that it's actually a baked cheese, which is not good for us. Then we have pepperoni with all the nitrates and nitrites. We have all the bad things in pizza, and people are eating this as the number one dinner food in America. We consume in America 70% of the carbohydrates. Our sugar level has gone from about 10 pounds of sugar per year per individual in the 1900s to close to 250 pounds, addictive, as addictive as cocaine, and that's why they add it to all the foods that we eat, so that we eat more of that food. Manufacturers know what they're doing. And we are eating large quantities of omega-6 fatty acids, which are very pro-inflammatory. We should be eating about one part of omega-6 to one part of omega-3 fatty acid. We are eating about 30 times omega-6 fatty acids to omega-3 fatty acids. Carbohydrates, sugars, omega-6 fatty acids, and stress cause inflammation. We are a nation of inflammation. 80 to 90% of all of our diseases comes from inflammation.
I can't agree with you more. I got to tell you, I was just home with my father, who, besides being on a statin, having heart disease, a huge history, being obese, and having now prostate cancer, it was really frustrating for me, as you could imagine, for me to see him drink down maybe 3 glasses of wine at night. And then, as well, he goes at night, he gets into the sugar, whatever it is, whether it's Oreos, whatever around the house, M&Ms. And listen, I've been trying, as you probably well know, with family, you just kind of have to set your boundaries for a long time. Last conversation we had, I'm like, Dad, you know what? I think you're in a lot of pain because you've got low-grade inflammation from a multiple of sources. And all you have to do is look. So these things, as you're saying, Terry, they are modifiable. That's the big thing that I want the listeners to understand. We are a nation of inflammation, but it's not being done to us. Sure, there are some passive parts of inflammation from our environment, et cetera, that we expose to. But as we increase our awareness, we can decrease exposure. But these things, mostly from diet and moderating stress, we can decrease and turn the dial of that that inflammation diet down, and we don't have to go for these medications that the risk are far outweighing the benefits.
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, I don't call any of our diseases today diseases. Doctors like to label them as diseases because that means they have something that's treatable, and now drug companies can make a drug for it. But I think all of these conditions that we are plagued with, whether it be osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, Alzheimer's disease, you go the whole gamut of it. And actually what we're plagued with are metabolic disorders. We are just out of order with nature. And if we could put nature back in order again with our environment, our diet, getting rid of the chemicals in our environment, getting rid of the chemicals in our foods, doing all the things that were not present 7 years ago, we'll be back on the straight and narrow to good health again.
I know. And you know, I think it sounds really good when you say it really fast. But I think, and I say this on the show all the time because you make so much sense. And when you talk, I literally start to drool because you're saying, I mean, and it's not, you know, witchcraft, and it's not, hey, you eat bark and berries and you're going to be well. This is just good common sense that isn't so common anymore. And my biggest thing is that I just want people to understand we have, you know, there's a tide that's shifting. We are coming back in. People are waking up. You know, it's like I had a guest the other week that said, okay, knock them alive, you know, and I thought, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I want to do to people, because I think that we're sort of the walking wounded. We're the walking dead. We have been seduced by the messaging and the marketing from big pharmaceutical companies. And here's what I think it's called. It's called disease mongering. You monger a disease out of something that's what you're saying, we're out of balance, and then therefore you create a market. And when you create a market and you can create a drug, you create a lot of wealth for a few amount of people. But the part of it that is unfortunate is that we suffer. So if we can knock them alive, if we can keep talking the truth, if we can be gentle with the nudge and let people know that they can be their own primary care providers and that their homes can be their own health maintenance organizations, I think that before you and I kick this earth, we can actually see, I think, we can see the products of our work. Would you say that it's true? We just need to keep working and talking each and every day.
Well, my motto is, let's change the health of America one person at a time. Just
great.
Work on one person, that one person tells another person, and we have a chain reaction that we can help a lot of people. Just do some simple things. You know, health is our birthright. We came into this world healthy for most cases, and some people have, of course, handicaps. Some people have not had that birthright. But we can turn that around no matter where we are. There are no hopelessness. There are only hopeless people that have not found the right thing to do. But just give up sugar. Give up white flour. Give up vegetable oils.
Okay, well, that's what we need to do. So, all right, Terry Lemeron, thank you so much. Here on Radio MD and the Mindful Medicine, we're just helping you. We're going to knock you alive so you can at least do one thing. There it is. Just give up sugar. Give up white flour. Give up sugar. That's your goal for today. All right. Thank you so much for listening.